Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back into the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff as we roll on, getting ready for weekend action between the Saints and Buccaneers in the Dome. First up, though, Saturday, LSU taking on Texas A&M, helping us break it all down. We got Glenn West from Go247 Sports joining us here. Glenn, thanks so much for the time, man. I know Coach Kelly was running a little late, but you never are. Always appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, guys, for having me. We just wrapped up with Coach and got a couple good injury updates on Bernard Gooden and Jamari Butler, two of the defensive linemen. They look like they're on track to play on Saturday.
Well, that is good news, to be honest with you, Glenn. I guess the golf game ended early for Coach Kelly, so he was able to do that press conference on time. I think back to last year and what it did to the LSU defense, in the first half, A&M couldn't get anything going on offense. I mean, absolutely nothing. And all of a sudden, they yanked Connor Wegman and they put in Marcel Reed. And it was set off the dominoes after that. Now, it didn't surprise me what Milroe did against him because he did that the year before too. But it really exposed the LSU defense. And this year I watched Marcel Reed and broke down some tape on him for television. One of the things, he has become a so much better passer than he was a year ago. But that game really set off a chain reaction of events for both teams.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was one of those performances last year that you could point to an LSU season where it was kind of the downturn, the start of the downward spiral for them because they went on to lose three straight. They pretty much shot themselves in the foot with that three-game stretch starting with A&M. And really, for me, that game came down to a couple different things. It came down to not only Marcel Reed, running the football well and chewing up the LSU defense in that respect, but LSU also turned the ball over three or four times in that game, in that second half as well. Garrett Nussmeier, probably one of his worst halves of his career, throwing the three interceptions in the second half, and just LSU was completely discombobulated in that second half last year, and it's something that they're going to have to certainly work to rectify, because they've been very inconsistent this year as well in a lot of different respects when it comes to offense and defense and just being on the same page at the same time. It just hasn't really clicked for this group yet in that respect.
Glenn, reflect a little bit on I think about Le'Veon Moss when he came out of a struma. I know he was a highly recruited running back. I don't remember LSU being a major player for him. I know it was, if my recollection's right, it was always out-of-state schools that were ahead of the Tigers at that particular point. But you talk about a guy, when he's healthy, man, he's a monster running north and south up that football field.
Yeah, he's really good. He's unfortunately not going to play this weekend. He's been battling a little bit of an injury, and so he's out. But, yeah, LSU was definitely one of the schools that was in on his recruitment, and they wanted him badly that during that year. I believe it was the 2021 or 2022 season for recruiting, if I'm not mistaken. And they, I can't remember who they signed that year, but I don't believe any of those guys are still on the roster in 2025. So he's, yeah, Moss is a really talented player. Obviously, he's really risen up the rankings a lot from an SEC perspective. But they're going to be counting on Reuben Owens, I think, who's another really talented back that they signed a year or two ago as well to kind of help complement Marcel Reed in the backfield. So I would say that's the guy to really watch out for this weekend.
Because Moss got hurt in the LSU game last year, didn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. I think there's another injury, though, this year that he's kind of dealing with. I can't remember exactly what it is, but he's out for this game.
One of the things that makes their offense work, they got two transfer portal receivers that have really clicked with Marcel Reed in the pitch and catch part of the game. Yeah. And you can tell, man, Marcel, you know, he doesn't look off a lot of receivers. Man, he sort of telegraphs where he's going with the football. But, man, they've made it work with those two transfer guys.
Yeah, Mario Craver and Casey Concepcion are the two receivers that they brought in this last year, and they've been really, really explosive. And it's really not even the vertical passing game as much as it is what those guys are able to do after the catch. I think this is going to be one of the more entertaining matchups the entire game because I think the biggest strength of LSU's defense, and it's remained that way throughout the entirety of the season, has been their secondary, but in particular their cornerback room between Monster Delane, DJ Pickett, PJ Woodland. Those guys are playing really good football right now, and I think this is probably going to be the best 1-2 punch that they've faced this season so far with Concepcion and Craver. So getting those guys to the ground when they catch the ball, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a wet day, I think, on Saturday night. You know, I would imagine that the run games for both teams are probably going to be right at the forefront of their game planning, but when those guys make catches in the middle part of the field, they're able to really turn up field and get a lot of yards after the catch. And so that's going to be an area where LSU's really going to have to shore up their tackling and make sure that they don't break away for big time games.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Glenn, I hope it's not like the last wet game when it was LSU, Alabama. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
You could have played two-hand touch, and they would still be trying to touch Milroe. I mean,
yeah, Milroe had paid for him, for sure. Man. Yeah, that's their blueprint, though. That's been kind of the Achilles heel of this defense for a couple of years now. Last week with Diego Pavia, he was certainly able to make some things happen with his legs. They were able to bundle up Lenore Sellers well a couple weeks ago, but last year, he ran all over LSU's defense from that respect. So this is a big game for the LSU front seven. We talked about it a bunch with Coach Kelly here just a minute ago, and he basically just reiterated what we've heard all week, was that rush lane integrity is going to be really pertinent in this game for LSU in the front line of defense.
Glenn, the crazy thing is we've had a couple people from the betting industry, and they kind of iffy a little bit on the picks. Most of them did pick LSU, and they took the 2.5. They really liked the 5.5. But every one of them said this is going to be an over game. And understanding that there's going to be weather involved here, and we could get some rain out of all this, it's funny how they knew it and yet still picked the over here. But I look back last week and how Arkansas, they went up and down the field against A&M's defense. That's not what you typically expect from a Mike Elko coach defense.
Yeah, A&M's been pretty much middle of the pack defensively in a lot of different statistical categories. They're actually really good on getting off the field on third down. But they will give up some big chunk plays through the air and on the ground this year. They have a really stout pass rush, and LSU's offensive line has been, to put it mildly, atrocious over the last several weeks in particular. And that's going to be a huge emphasis for LSU, is can they get enough protection on Garrett Nussmeier so he can make some quick decisions, get the ball out to these guys, and see if they can't go make some plays in the back half of the defense, because that's been an area where Texas A&M's been a little bit more vulnerable this year than in years past with Mike Elko coach defenses. So it's going to be a major influence for LSU to make sure that they are getting the ball out quick, and that they're protecting Nussmeier, that they can maybe open up some running lanes for Harlan Berry and Caden Durham and guys like that. And if they're able to do that, then I think LSU should be able to move the ball. It's just, are they going to be able to score touchdowns? And that's been kind of the biggest question with this group for a couple weeks, is they've been able to move it in between the 30s pretty consistently, but they've had to settle for a lot of field goals, and they've even turned the ball over a couple times in the red zone against South Carolina. So that certainly has to get wiped out of the game on Saturday against A&M.
Glenn, one of the things, and we were talking about it before you came on, because they got a lot of fans. Oh, you got to spread the ball around. My thing is, this game is all about players. LSU has got to get the football in the hands of Tre'Davious Green more. Okay, yep. We saw it last Thursday night. Joe Flacco was, I got other receivers. Man, to hell with that. I'm putting the ball in the hands of Ja'Marr Chase until they stop it. My thing is, I would kind of pull some of that away and do the exact same thing with Tre'Davious. There is not a 6'7" defensive back. There's not a 6'1" defensive back that's going to cover him. I think for whatever reason, you got to pump the football to him 9, 10, 11 times a game until someone stops it. And then that'll open up areas for the other receivers, for Barry and Brown or an Aaron Anderson or Xavion Thomas, Chris Hilton, you name it. I think that would open things up for someone else. But keep pumping the football to Tre'Davious.
Yeah, no doubt. And they've really kind of tapped into that the last couple of weeks, Mike. I mean, I believe he's got 13 catches for over 200 yards and a touchdown or a couple touchdowns over the last two games. I think they're really looking his way a lot more as the season's gone along and as he's gotten healthier. Look, linebackers are too slow to cover him, and cornerbacks and safeties are too small to cover him. He's a matchup nightmare for opposing defenses, and I think they're finally starting to realize that. I think the one thing, though, that might put a damper in that a little bit is that LSU's offensive line has just played so poorly that they might need to use a tight end or two to kind of help open up something for Nussmeier from a pocket perspective, chipping and things of that nature, just trying to get anything that they can do to throw this defensive line for A&M off of their lanes and off of their assignments. I think they're going to try to do, but I still think you have to have Tre'Davious Green split out wide. You've got to have him in a lot of different scenarios where you can get him the ball, and you can still have guys like Donovan Green and Bower Sharp in there to block. Just make sure that you're getting the ball to number 14, and as LSU has seen seen good things will happen the last couple weeks when they do that.
The other thing I hope they've worked this week on, short yardage, red zone, running the damn ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Their entire red zone offense has been extremely hard to watch. And, you know, that's whether it's turnovers, not being able to get the play calls in. There's a lot that they need to improve on offensively this weekend.
Go check out go247.com for the latest from Glenn West and all things LSU. Glenn, always appreciate the time. How are you feeling about Saturday, too, as we let you go?
I have A&M in this one, guys. I don't have enough faith right now that the offense and defense are playing as a connective unit to win this game like they need to.
Hey, Glenn, I could tell by your tone. You didn't even need to tell me. And I think you feel like a lot of people. Hey, show it. Prove it to me before I pick you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where we're at, for sure.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, thanks, guys.
That was Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Check out all his great work there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.